We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hamling running the show today. Mariah Lazos on the phones at 869-1240. Shane Dennis, Bruce Hurdle with you as we continue at 1045. We may be starting up a little on this day in history, but it winds down the show. Don't forget Jeff Long's introductory press conference as the new athletic director at the University of Kansas coming up in about 15 minutes or so. All right, let's get to it. July the 11th on this day in sports history. What do we have, my friend?
A pretty big one in automobile racing. The first ever race on this day in 1895. Paris to Bordeaux. However far 1,178 kilometers is.
Okay.
Took, I know, exactly, sorry, but took 48 hours and 48 minutes. That was the first ever automobile race. Thank you, Andrew. 732 miles. Took them 48 hours to go that far. Which, in 1895, that's not too bad.
Yeah.
Our boy, Babe Ruth. 1914, debuted as a pitcher for the Red Sox. He beat Cleveland 4-3. Speaking of the Red Sox, your guy, Ted Williams, broke his elbow in the All-Star game on this day in 1950 at Comiskey Park. The first All-Star game to go extras. It went 14 innings. National League won 4-3. All-Star games in Candlestick Park on this day and Kansas City. Municipal Stadium was home to the All-Star Game 1960. National League won that one 5-3. Earl Weaver replaced Hank Bauer as manager of the Orioles on this day in 1968. I know I've said this before, but if you haven't seen the YouTube rant,
it's the best
of Earl Weaver when he gets kicked out of a game. It is the best. It's not safe for work, so don't do it at work unless you have your headphones in. It's hilarious. You're welcome.
Great stuff.
Earl Weaver rant on YouTube. On this day, 1985, Nolan Ryan got to 4,000 strikeouts by striking out Danny
Heaton. How often is Nolan Ryan on this day in history?
A lot.
Really?
A lot.
Thank God,
and not just minutiae either. Like, ridiculous. He struck out 19. Won 100 games in each league or for two different teams. You know, just stuff that's like, holy cow. Let's not forget the greatness of Nolan Ryan, right?
No question.
How about on this day in 1987, Cal Ripken Sr. becomes the first manager to manage two of his sons, Billy and Cal. Do you remember the reason Billy Ripken is as famous as he is besides being Cal's brother? Remember that baseball card? Speaking of not safe for work.
No.
You don't?
I don't.
Okay, well, after the show, Google Billy Ripken baseball card. And you'll know what I'm talking about.
All right.
Don't do it at work.
It's intriguing.
The image is not safe for work. He's not naked or anything, but it's... get back with me after you check that out.
All right. Okay, I'm on it.
All right. On this day in 1989, Royals fans will never forget this one. With Ronald Reagan and Vin Scully in the booth and Rick Rushel on the mound, Bo Jackson led off the All-Star game in Anaheim with about a 460-foot home run to straightaway center field. He won the MVP award on this day in 1989 in the All-Star game. Took 21 home runs in the All-Star break. Oh, my God, that was a bomb.
It was. I remember it, and I remember the president being in the booth.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were talking about him being a sports broadcaster.
Back in Iowa,
right. Des Moines or someplace
in Iowa. No, it was Des Moines. Good call.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you recall, and of course Royals fans probably won't because it didn't affect them, they didn't care. Bo hit a home run, but do you recall what happened next? Wade Boggs went deep too.
Oh, I did. No, I didn't know. I don't remember that.
They actually went back to back off Big Daddy Rick Rushel. Wade Boggs, who never hit home runs, hit an opposite field home run to left center the very next
batter. But he'd had chicken before the game, I'm sure.
Guaranteed he had chicken before the game.
Guaranteed.
On this day in 1995, All-Star Game in Arlington, Texas, former Royal great, but Marlin at the time, Jeff Conine, was your MVP. Kind of a dubious on this day in 2012 for the Lakers. Steve Nash, traded by the Suns to L.A. Remember when he and Dwight Howard were both there together and on the cover of Sports Illustrated? Whoops.
Just didn't quite work out, did it?
Sure didn't. And was that the for the first time that we really got introduced to the petulance of Dwight Howard? And I don't know if it's petulance is the right word, but lack of a motor.
The difficulty of counting on him.
Yeah.
I think we got a pretty good sense of that. So, because Steve Nash had been, he had been MVP?
Twice.
He'd been MVP twice.
Two-time
there.
MVP.
So, yeah. So, So the issue wasn't Steve Nash.
Nah, I wouldn't say so. He wasn't what he was in Phoenix, but.
No.
Two-time MVP and Dwight Howard.
But still a good enough facilitator.
Right. And in essence, Dwight Howard. Never quite what he could have or should have been, including now.
Yeah, he's still the same guy.
Yeah. On this
gives
day,
you numbers, but doesn't give you wins.
No, and he's, I don't know. I could do without him talking.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to not only Andy Ashby, but Donnie Wall, former Padre pitchers. And in the one spring training I got to go to, big league spring training, 1999, they were both there. And, of course, us pitchers, when we didn't have to pitch, we all went golfing. And those guys were good enough to pick up some of us young guys, you know, the non-roster invitees or the guys without any money. Guys like Ashby, Donnie Wall, Mark Parent, Jim Leyritz, Trevor Hoffman.
Yeah.
Yeah. They would pick up the tab.
That's nice.
The one lesson that I learned playing golf with big leaguers, don't play their games. You can't afford it. Any story you ever hear about a wager on a golf course with professional athletes, it's true.
Mm-hmm.
And we had one guy that was a AAA guy like me that particular year that was a pretty good golfer, a better golfer than I was. He got caught up in these guys' games. And Wally Joyner was also a really good golfer. And he would go with it. Yeah, he was almost a scratch golfer. And you play games like Wolf or, NASA, just any kind. And we'd start wagering. But the problem wasn't with the individual wagers on a particular hole. It was when we all pushed. And it carried over and carried over and carried over.
Right.
That's when you absolutely take a back seat. Because now you're talking about the kind of money that we can't afford. Well, this friend of mine that was like me, didn't have any money. He got caught up into it and he thought he could beat them all. And he kept pressing and pressing and pressing. And he ended up a couple of $1,000 down by the end of the day.
Oh, well, that's no good.
Yeah, and Trevor
then
Hoffman.
Then you got to go figure out a way to pay it.
Hoffman pulled him aside and said, all right, there's your mulligan. Remember who you're playing with. And don't let your mouth write checks that your body can't cash or your wallet.
Yeah,
in
isn't
this
that
case.
The truth?
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Fun playing golf with the big leaguers, but word to the wise, you can't keep up with them monetarily because those guys are in a different tax bracket.
Final thoughts in just a moment. Jeff Long immediately afterwards. Stay with us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.